million acres. That is 40% above the 10-year average for this point last year. And the city of Vancouver and all of us living here have had a love-hate relationship with crows, but apparently we love them more than we hate them. Psychologists Suzanne McDonald and Laura Adams say the survey of almost 500 people found 67% have positive feelings about crows, even if they have been dive-bombed.
CHQM Vancouver, Move 1035, and iHeart Radio Station.
Real friends, real fun,
and your show, let's go.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
It's the reunion that some people, including myself, have been waiting for since 1999. Freddie Prinze Jr. and Rachel Lee Cook. Details in what's trending.
Plus, tickets to see Katy Perry in our suite at Rogers Arena July 22nd. One more round of Hot or Cold coming up. At first, it's Benson Boone on Move.
I'm sorry you're here for someone else, but it's good to see your face. And I really hope you're doing well. I hope you're doing well.
Identify our mystery celebrity this morning, and you could be living the sweet life. Tickets in our suite at Rogers Arena, July 22nd for Katy Perry.
So you get to ask us three questions about this mystery celebrity, and then you must guess as to who it is. So you want to make your questions like very broad-based to start, and then start narrowing it down. And your only clue is that they somehow have a loose affiliation or association to Katy Perry. We will start with caller 25, 604-280-1035 to play Hot or Cold.
After NSYNC on Move.
It's tearing up my heart when I'm with you. But when we are apart, I feel it too. And no matter what I do, I feel the pain. With or without you. Hey. Baby, I don't understand.
waking up with the Nat and Drew Show on today's best variety.
Move 103.5.
You put me on a pedestal and tell me I'm the best. Raise me up into the sky until I'm short of breath. Fill me up with confidence, I say what's in my chest. Spill my words and tear me down until there's nothing left. Rearrange the pieces just to fill me with the rest, yeah. But what if I trip?
I was 15 when the world put me on a pedestal. I had big dreams of doing shows and making memories. Made some bad moves trying to act cool, upset by their jealousy. Lifting me up, lifting me up. And tearing me down, tearing me down. I take responsibility for everything I've done. Holding it against me like you're the holy one. I had a chip on my shoulder, had to let it go. Unforgiveness keeps them in control. I came in with good intentions, then I let it go. And now I really wanna know. What if I trip?
Kathleen is in Ladner, and Kathleen, you've got the first crack at winning Katy Perry tickets in our suite for her show, July 22nd at Rogers Arena.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Okay, Kathleen, so you know this is how the game works. So you've got three questions you can ask us. They must be yes or no questions to narrow it down to figure out who the celebrity is this morning. The only clue we will give you is that there is a loose affiliation to Katy Perry. So once you've asked your three questions where you narrow it down, then you make your guess as to who the celebrity is, all right?
Okay.
Let's hear your first question, Kathleen.
Is this person, do they have blonde hair?
Cold.
Is this person a singer?
Cold.
Is this person a model?
Cold.
Oh, no.
So who is it? Who is it, Kathleen?
Is it Flynn, her son-in-law? Or not, the...
No, I'm sorry, Kathleen.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Or her stepson?
Thank you for giving it a go here this morning. Let's move on to Diane in Delta. Hi, Diane.
Hi.
So we know they don't have blonde hair. We know they're not a singer.
No, they're not a model.
No, they're not a model. So what question would you like to ask this morning?
Okay,
Diane?
Is this person a male?
Hot.
Oh, okay. Is this person an actor?
Cold.
Okay. Is this person married to her?
It's cold. Orlando Bloom is offended that you don't think he's an actor.
Okay.
Diane, what's your guess? Who's our mystery celebrity?
Okay, I'm just going to say, is this person Elton John?
Is this person Elton John? That is incorrect.
No.
Thank you,
Diane.
Let's move on to Cindy, who is in Vancouver next.
Hey, Cindy.
Hi.
Okay, so Cindy, we know this person is not blonde. We know they are not a singer. They're not a model. We know they're male, and we also know they're not an actor.
Okay. Is it a judge on American Idol?
Cold.
Is it related to her?
Cold.
Oh, God. Does he manage her music?
Cold.
Now you have to make a guess as to who the mystery celebrity is.
Oh, God. Ryan Seacrest?
Thank
guess,
you.
Guess, but no.
Cold. Cindy, yeah. Cold. Mike, you're up next on Hot or Cold.
Mike, do you need us to go through all these things?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay, all right. They are not blonde. They are a man. They are not a singer. They are not a model. They are not an actor. They don't manage your music. It's not Ryan Seacrest or Orlando Bloom.
Is this person black?
Cold.
Is this person super rich?
Hot.
Does this person have a spaceship?
Hot.
Is it? Oh, no.
Okay, so now you have to guess who is it. So who is the celebrity?
Jeff Bezos?
I believe, and I get increasing conviction with this with every passing year, the Blue Origin, the space company, is the most important work I'm doing.
There we go, Jeff Bezos!
Wow! Mike!
You did it!
Woo!
You cracked the code!
Oh, man!
Congratulations! Sometimes it's really good to not go first in a game like this.
No.
It's never usually not good, or you know.
Well, it's funny looking back at the week. I think there were two different days where the first caller did nail it.
Yeah.
And then every other day, it's taken more, and I think today the most. So.
Yes, absolutely.
You did it, Mike.
You're coming with us to see Katy Perry and Sitting in a Suite, July 22nd.
Dude, I can't. Oh my God, I can't wait to hang with you guys.
Oh, we hope we don't disappoint.
Yeah.
Mike, thank you. Mike agrees. I hope you don't either. Mike, thank you so much for listening. It's going to be a blast. Thank you for listening and playing to Hot or Cold this week. Katy Perry coming to Vancouver on July 22nd. We have more concert tickets to give away next week on the show at this time for a completely different show. Shawn Mendes is going to be in Vancouver in October, and you can listen to win your tickets all next week at 8:05.
Move Radio.
More music, more variety.
Next.
Well, that's it. Excited to meet your new roommate?
You betcha. You ever have roommates, Mom?
Ah, yes. Had a great roomie. So dependable. Great with money. Amazing what they could do with $45. And fast. Like 300 megabits fast.
What?
Yeah, we call him Evox. Actually, he still lives at home. Maybe I can introduce you.
All right.
Make Evox your new favorite roommate with 300 megabits per second fiber internet for only $45 a month. Details at evox.ca.
Hey, this is Ruby Carr, the host of the podcast Encore. Do you find yourself singing Shania Twain's Man, I Feel Like a Woman every time you do karaoke with your friends? You're not alone. Billboard has named that song the number one karaoke hit of all time. Tune into Encore, the stories behind the songs you love, for the unbelievable story of Canada's own Shania Twain and Man, I Feel Like a Woman. Listen to Encore on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts for that and more stories behind all the songs you love.
Tariffs, exchange rates, cash flow. In the face of the current storm, Canadian entrepreneurs need to forge ahead. And BDC, the Business Development Bank of Canada, is with you every step of the way with strategic advice and financing solutions adapted to your reality. It's time to take action, to tackle the uncertainty, and to come out stronger. Together, let's keep moving forward. BDC, financing, advising, know-how.
Ours is not an individual game. It's something we built together. We battle as one. rally as one.
Drops to Hughes. Across, they score!
And believe as one. Because when we stand behind this crest, we don't do it alone. We do it all together.
Canucks break up ice. Back for Garland!
Join now at Canucks.com/membership.
Hometown Heroes Lottery is your ticket to BC Real Estate in Vancouver, the Lower Mainland, the Okanagan, or Vancouver Island.
Buy now for the $80,000 summer bonus this year with seven winners.
Choose from an SUV hybrid, furniture and travel package, or cash prizes.
Summer bonus deadline midnight tonight.
Call 604-648-4376 or visit heroeslottery.com.
Supporting VGH and UBC Hospital Foundation and the BC Professional Firefighters Burn Fun. 19 plus to play. Know your limit. Play within it.
Our son attended great public schools. He had amazing teachers, but he just never felt comfortable and he struggled. That's when a counselor suggested Purpose Secondary, and what a change. Now he actually looks forward to going to school.
With small class sizes and a supportive, caring learning environment, Purpose Secondary ensures students feel physically and emotionally safe to help them succeed. Purpose Secondary is independent with no tuition fees, but space fills up fast. To find out how to book a tour or register, visit PurposeSecondary.org.
Golf's biggest stars have dominated the major season.
It's a Scheffler showcase!
But now, the toughest test awaits, with the game's ultimate prize at stake. The U.S. Open, June 12th to the 15th, on TSN and TSN Plus.
The 31st anniversary sales event is on at Jags, celebrating 31 years of serving the Lower Mainland. Now Jags brings you store-wide savings to celebrate with us. For a limited time, save an additional 20% off all orders. Unbeatable deals on quality home furnishings and mattresses store-wide. Use your Jags card and do not pay for up to 15 months with 0% interest OAC. See store for details. Hurry, this is a limited time offer. Jags Furniture, showrooms in Langley, Coquitlam, and Abbotsford, and jagsfurniture.ca.
Everyone I meet has the same question.
What's the question?
What will the tariffs do to the price of engagement rings?
I can answer that one.
Please do.
Those tariffs will have zero impact on the prices of spent.
Zero? How did we escape it?
We pay Canadian workers to manufacture all our engagement rings right here in Canada. Always have, always will.
Our state-of-the-art manufacturing facilities are superior to what you'll find in any other country.
And the people who work in our Canadian facilities are superior as well.
Hell yes!
If we ever need to buy anything that is subject to a tariff, Michael has decided to absorb the cost so it is not passed along to our customers.
That's very generous, Michael.
I don't know if it was generosity or just plain defiance. The only thing I know for sure is that I've never been more proud to be Canadian.
Spence.
Wow!
In Vancouver on Burrard off Robson and in Langley at 200th Street in the Langley Bypass.
Driving somewhere fun this summer? Don't let a chip in your windshield ruin your plans. At Speedy Glass, we know that a small chip can spread fast and turn a simple repair into a full replacement. But the good news? We can fix it in just 60 minutes. And it's free if you're insured. So before you hit the highway, stop by Speedy Glass. And if you need us while you're on the road, we have locations all across Canada. Just book an appointment at speedyglass.ca. Details and conditions at speedyglass.ca.
Speedy Glass replaced.
Good morning, I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic's for the King of Floors. Join Move 103.5 and me on location tomorrow from 11 to 3 for the massive anniversary sale. King of Floors, Highway 10 in Surrey. Hope to see you tomorrow morning. Or any time during the day will be just fine, but come by the King of Floors. All right, it's been a really beautiful start to this day in every way. The weather's looking good, and we've also had a pretty quiet day. Right now, a stall on the Queensborough Bridge, a crash in Surrey, 158th and 82A, and a crash in Langley, 200th and Willowbrook. Heavy southbound delays as a result of that. Tried Nix yet? They make the comfiest bras and leak-proof undies. Visit Nix on Robson, West 4th, Richmond Center, or shop online anytime at nix.ca. We've got sunshine ahead today. A few cloudy breaks here and there. Some showers tomorrow, but the sun's back on Sunday. Today, the high will be 20. Right now, 13 degrees.
It's a reunion that's been 26 years in the making. Freddie Prinze Jr. and Rachel Lee Cook. Give you the details and what's trending.
First, it's Kelly Clarkson. Move 103.5. Good morning.
You know the bed feels warmer sleeping here alone. You know I dream in color.
Clarkson and Stronger, today's best variety, Move 103.5. People have been waiting for this since 1999.
What's trending?
It has been 26 years since Freddie Prinze Jr. and Rachel Lee Cook gave us She's All That.
In order to save his reputation, he's taken on an impossible bet.
I'll pick the girl, and you got 6 weeks to turn her into the prom queen.
Feel just like Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman, you know, except for that whole hooker thing.
It was a huge cast. If you actually look back on it now, so it was them, plus Paul Walker, Usher, Matthew Lillard, Kieran Culkin, and Anna Paquin. And like,
pretty loaded.
Kieran Culkin and Anna Paquin were like real bit players in it, but it was a pretty loaded cast, which is like such a fun movie, 1999. Now Freddie Prinze Jr. and Rachel Lee Cook are reuniting for a new holiday movie called The Christmas Affair. They will star as two superstar sportscasters who form an alliance after their spouses are caught cheating weeks before Christmas. And then, of course, one would think that they would start to fall for each other.
This is for the Hallmark Channel? Is it a theatrical release?
It doesn't, like, it's a little bit unclear. Originally, I thought it was a Hallmark movie, but now I'm a little unsure if it actually is.
Oh, God, you're giving me chills.
If it's a Hallmark movie?
Just the possibility of all this.
Well, I love it. Aaron's all in if it's on the Hallmark Channel.
Yeah.
Not interested if it's in a theater.
It's true. No, I know what to expect from Hallmark.
Well, you know, generally speaking, with rom-coms in general, they pretty much end up with the couple getting together, except My Best Friend's Wedding. which, you know what, that was a real downer for me.
That was Julia Roberts and
Cameron Diaz. Okay. And I can't remember the dude now. But anyway, yeah, Julia Roberts was actually a really conniving best friend, but yeah, trying to break up a couple. Yeah. And yeah, for whatever reason, all the audience wanted her to get the guy.
Yeah.
But most of the time, in most rom-coms, they do end up together.
And on the Hallmark, I believe they only kiss one time. That's at the right, very end.
That's right. I want more hands. I want more handsy stuff.
No.
A health expert has weighed in on one of the longest running debates of all time. Should toilet paper hang over or under the roll? Health experts breaking down the science. Dr. Christian Morrow looked at it from a health standpoint and found that you can reduce the risk of touching germ-laden surfaces in the bathroom if the paper hangs
over.
Over.
And that doesn't make any sense, scientists.
Well, why does it not make any sense to you?
Because if it's under, it's protected by the roll. If it's over, it's protected by the roll.
You're just grabbing the paper right away.
No.
Take it up with Dr. Morrow. And if that's not enough, if you look back at the original paperwork for toilet paper in 1891, filed by Seth Wheeler, it was patented in the over position.
Because
so that's
also
the origin of the invention.
It's offensive for it to be under. It's like a mullet.
No, mine's always under. Because it's protecting that piece so it's clean when you pull it down.
Aaron likes the party in the back, even in the bathroom.
You better believe it.
When I go to Aaron's house, I switch it. I don't know if you've noticed.
That's you.
What's trending? Move 103.5.
The Nat and Drew Show. Real friends, real fun. Move Radio.
Something's got a hold on me lately, though I don't know myself anymore. Feels like the walls are all closing in, and the devil's knocking at my door. Whoa, out of my mind, how many times did I tell you I'm no good at being alone? Yeah, it's taking a toll on me, trying my best to keep from tapping the skin off my bones. Don't you know I'm losing control when you're not next to me? I'm falling apart right in front of you. Can't you see I'm losing control when you're not next to me?
Five. Good morning. It's the Nat and Drew Show. The world of DNA testing is just so endlessly fascinating to me. The ancestries, the 23andMe's, things like that. The things that people learn about themselves and their families is really quite incredible. How have you ever done this? Did you learn anything crazy? Anything? Any big surprises when you did it? 604-280-1035. You can text 103535 as well. There is a story that's making news right now that's just wild. Can you imagine doing the DNA tests? You're curious about your origins and you learn that you actually have two half siblings who turn out to be famous.
I was going to say the half sibling thing seems to be pretty common. What is not common is the famous part of this.
Yes. It is. This is what her. So her name is Aiden Nick. She's 23 years old, lives in Florida. And when she was 19, the father that she grew up with and knew as her dad passed away. And I guess in the intervening years, she's been curious for other reasons, just about her origins. And when the DNA testing came back, she learned that she had two half sisters. And those half sisters turned out to be Bella and Gigi Hadid, the supermodel sisters. Like, what are the chances? Apparently, their father, Mohammed Hadid, after he separated from Bella and Gigi's mother about 20-some years ago, he had a relationship with a woman in Florida. That led to a pregnancy, and that led to Aiden Nix. Aiden and Bella and Gigi apparently met about a year and a half ago. The Hadid sisters just disclosed the information yesterday. But they've been in contact for a year and a half, have welcomed her into the family. Apparently relationships very, very good there. And it's wild because Aiden is also, again, not having any idea what the biological family history is also in the fashion industry. She went to the Parsons School of Design in New York.
Wow.
So just kind of fell and gravitated into the world of fashion as well.
Interesting.
Fanya has no idea that her biological father is actually somebody else, and then discovers she has two half-sisters, and oh, by the way, they are famous supermodel sisters.
So is she has a relationship with the sisters. Does she have a relationship with her biological father at this point?
He has not said anything publicly yet. I don't believe any of the women involved have stated what the level of relationship is there. Mm-hmm. But he is, Muhammad Hadid, he is still alive. He has not publicly said anything yet.
Okay, I have many questions.
Mm.
The first is she gorgeous?
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He does make beautiful children. There's
yes.
no doubt about that. The second is, if she didn't know that that was her daddy, her life's about to change. Like, I would think.
Well, I think, again, they have had this information. All of the people involved have had the information for quite some time. So
it
feels like they just disclosed it yesterday. But this is like a year and a half, 2 years in the making. So whatever needed to be sorted out privately, I think, has probably been sorted out privately.
Got it.
But she definitely, whenever she got those DNA results back, she got some surprises.
Also, we got a text message from Heather at 103.5.35 saying there's also, there is a brother too, right? So she has a half brother. His name is Anwar.
My apology. I totally blanked on that. Okay,
actually,
focused on the famous ones.
Hot ones. The brother is good looking too.
I'm sure.
Yeah. So it's and I can't remember. And he was famously dating somebody else that was also very famous, and that's how, like, you kind of just would hear about the brother. But it's interesting because Muhammad Hadid really makes beautiful children. And, like, he's like a regular person.
I've never seen him.
With some good, strong, beautiful DNA.
Yeah, okay. Like, there's some, like, was that recession to the means or whatever? But, like, he's just a regular dude, and he makes these beautiful kids.
Well, he must really...
I think the moms have a huge...
Hey, it's Drew Savage. It's spring, or as I like to call it, Jiffy season, which means there is so much to do around my home. I'm sure you can relate. And if there isn't enough to do already, my washing machine quit on me mid-cycle. Something like that used to be enough to send me into a fit of panic. But you know what I did? I opened the Jiffy app. And within seconds, I was matched with Mike, who showed up later that day and fixed it before the panic could set in. I've used Jiffy often enough now to know how it works, but I still can't believe how quickly they can get to your home. What I used to wait days for can often get fixed the same day. You choose who does the work, and you're guaranteed your pro is vetted and qualified for the job. Plus, you can read reviews from past work your pro has done. Now, I'm back to my long list of spring to-dos, which you already know Jiffy is taking care of. Download the Jiffy app or sign up at JiffyOnDemand.com with the code MOVE25 for $25 off your first job. Jiffy, Canada's number one home maintenance app.
With Virgin Plus, you get an affordable phone plan and member benefit discounts on food, fashion, and entertainment, which means your life gets...
This meal is delicious.
And...
Love that I'm out shopping more.
And...
This concert rules!
And even...
What was I even doing with my life before signing up with Virgin Plus and getting to do all this fun stuff?
And who doesn't want that? Get plans starting from $29 a month when you bring your own phone with Virgin Plus. Obviously. Includes auto pay credit. Conditions apply. Visit a Virgin Plus store or virginplus.ca for details.
New. Nostalgic. Unmistakably Canadian.
I want to look in my eyes and you can tell that's true.
Made in Canada delivers 100% homegrown hits all day, every day. Tap into Made in Canada now on iHeartRadio.ca or the free iHeartRadio app. Proudly powered by All Your Friends Fest, June 28th and 29th, featuring Avril Lavigne, Simple Plan, and more.
What did you do?
I saved her.
Crave is the exclusive home of HBO's biggest series, The Last of Us.
I'm your back. You're mine.
Stream all episodes of the Emmy-winning hit critics call breathtaking, shattering, and a masterpiece.
By the time the sun comes up tomorrow, you'll be dead.
The Last of Us, an HBO original. All episodes stream now, only on Crave. Proudly Canadian. Subscribe now at crave.ca.
Imagine a home where your morning commute is just a short walk to the SkyTrain, where your little one's daycare is right on site, and your evenings spent on your rooftop patio or enjoying club-style amenities just steps from your front door. Welcome to Atlin at Clayton Crest, a new kind of community where convenience meets comfort. And the best part? Homes start from just $299,990. But at this price, they won't last. Visit atlincondos.ca and step into redefined connected living.
Get ready for a treasure hunting weekend at the Old Farmhouse Vintage Market. This Saturday and Sunday at the Maple Ridge Fairgrounds, shop rows of vendors with curated collections of home decor, furniture, collectibles, and handmade goods. Refresh your home for spring and discover one-of-a-kind pieces. Admission is just $5 at the door, children 12 and under free. Find out what unique treasures are waiting for you at the Old Farmhouse Vintage Market. This Saturday and Sunday at the Albion Barns in the Maple Ridge Fairgrounds.
What did you do?
I saved her.
Crave is the exclusive home of HBO's biggest series, The Last of Us.
I'm your back. You're mine.
Stream all episodes of the Emmy-winning hit critics call breathtaking, shattering, and a masterpiece.
By the time the sun comes up tomorrow, you'll be dead.
The Last of Us, an HBO original. All episodes stream now, only on Crave. Proudly Canadian. Subscribe now at crave.ca.
Board your Air Canada flight and close your eyes, because Australia is just one sleep away. And guess what? It's on sale. Nice. Wake up down under and step into adventure, where you can snorkel with turtles in the Great Barrier Reef, catch epic sunsets in the outback, and soak in the views of Sydney Harbour. You're one sleep away from saying g'day to kangaroos, koalas, and jaw-dropping views. Nice. It's time to save on flights to Australia. Conditions apply. Air Canada. Nice travels.
110 years ago, Save-On Foods opened its doors with one goal: to give our customers a little extra every time they shop. And this week, we're keeping that tradition alive. Now it's time to celebrate, and you're invited to our party. Join us Saturday, May 31st for our 110th birthday celebration with family fun. So don't miss out. Free cake and ice cream sampling from 12 to 2 p.m. So stop by your local Save-On Foods and celebrate with us on May 31st. See you there.
Good morning, I'm Erin Davis with Move 1035 Traffic. We have a stall on the Queensborough Bridge southbound just after the south end, right shoulder, and a crash in Surrey, 158th and 82A Avenue. That just happened, so heads up on that. Smart buys this week at Price Smart Foods. Dace fish paste, just $6.99 per pound. Visit our new Broadway or King's Crossing stores, now open. We've got sunshine ahead today. Looks like there'll be some clouds tomorrow, but sun back on Sunday. The high today, 20. Right now, 14 degrees.
Today's Best Friday Move, 103.5. Good morning. It is 8:50. Nat, Drew, and Aaron on the Nat and Drew Show. If I was to ask you, what is the most popular show on television right now, be it regular broadcast television or specially streaming services, what is the most popular show? What do you think it is?
Right now, at this very moment, I would guess Last of Us.
It's not The Last of Us. Aaron?
Is it one of my freaky reality shows?
No, it's definitely not.
Love Island. No, Love Is Blind.
No.
Love Me.
Love Me.
Love Me?
Naked Dating.
Shh. I wasn't
gonna, Desperate Dating.
I wasn't going to admit that one.
Yeah. No, it's none of those.
What?
Love Is Blind and Love Island, actually, they're on the list. It's the 100 most watched shows of the 2024-2025 season have been released. And this is from Nielsen's, and it is the multi-platform ratings. So they are looking at broadcast television and then also streaming services. In at number three is this show.
You remain calm. You never let panic take the wheel.
I don't know how to repay you.
The reward money's fine. I believe it was 50 grand.
Justin Hartley's show Tracker. Oh,
which is made here.
Justin.
Yeah.
It's made here in Vancouver. Yeah.
It's a huge, huge hit. It's on CBS.
I did not know that, but we all know him from the show with three siblings, right?
It airs on CTV here in Canada, and then I think Crave's got the episodes. It does huge streaming numbers on both sides of the border, too. Yeah.
Wow.
So it is a monster.
Good for him.
So he's doing really well. In at number two is a one-off show.
Earth Police! What are you looking for? You're making a big mistake. And he's only a kid.
Dad, I haven't done anything.
Adolescence. Oh. So that was like just the one and done six or eight part series. I can't remember.
Incredible. I think it was just four.
Four part series.
Incredible.
Short, yeah. British show that just really, clicked with for numerous reasons. Just if you haven't watched it, particularly if you have kids and particularly if you have kids of the age where they're using social media, watch Adolescence.
It is heart wrenching.
It really is. But it tackles this issue. It does so well. And they're actually using this show in schools, in some school districts now, because they really want everybody to sort of be aware of the dangers and the things that as we as adults don't know that are happening on social media. And then number one is this show.
Every person standing here in this room is living on the brink of financial ruin.
Season two, of Squid Game, which is still a monster. And the season three, which really is the second half of season two, comes out soon. But the first part of season two was out at like the very end of last year. And it's still incredible.
Really?
I've never seen any of the
Squid
Game stuff.
You've never seen Squid Game?
Not season one, season two. I didn't watch like the game show that
watched that too.
I bet you did. You weirdo.
Yeah. You know what? Nobody dies in that one.
Really?
It's shocking.
Yes.
Well, what's the draw?
it's a prize money, Aaron.
Oh, okay.
And they play games very much like Squid Game. Okay. But nobody dies.
Like every other game show in the history of television.
Yeah. What's the draw? Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
I don't know. The Price is Right seems to have lured you in to be a fan. Didn't think you needed death at the end.
That nobody dies in Price is Right, right?
I mean, the little yodeler who goes up the cliff, he's not real.
Okay, but he does fall.
when he takes a big fall.
Yeah.
The fake yodeler. Squid Game, still at it. That is why, for whatever reason, it's not like... It's just one of those things. It's like, oh, yeah, I should watch that. And then you just never get around to watching it.
Yeah, well, I would say that you would love it, but I'm not sure. But I can't believe Aaron, who hasn't watched season two, who seems really into violence.
I am.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Get on it, because the last part of Squid Game is going to be out soon.
Yes, I am.
Baby, you're all I need. Baby, you're all I see. They see me touching your skin. I want it, babe. I'm on my knees. Feeling you touching me. Baby, it's bittersweet. Cause I want it bad, but I never thought your touch would make me bleed. All you do is talk, what you say, say, say. Wanna walk away, baby, wait, wait, wait. Sick of all the games, girl, you play, play, play. But baby, loving you ain't easy. It's fire and then it's rain. It's fire and then it's rain. I say loving you ain't easy. Baby, you're what I crave. And I wouldn't wanna waste it. Late at night when I need more you. All damn night and I need more you. Take me away. Take me away. I say loving you ain't easy. But you're doing it just the same. You're doing it just the same. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. Just need a little taste. Baby, that's all it takes. Loving the touch of your body, baby. Bring it over here. Loving it higher stays. Loving until we hate. Pushing until we break. I hope your heart don't disappear. Loving you ain't easy. It's fire and then it's rain. It's fire and then it's rain. I said loving you.
Of the $1,000 minute is on the way at 9:35 this morning. Let's give you the answer to question one to hopefully help you win $1,000, just like Andrea did yesterday at 9:35. So the answer is Bosnia. Bosnia is your answer. Good luck.
Throwback throwdown for a Friday morning, a sunny Friday morning ahead. But first, it's Ed Sheeran on Move.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun